right now. It's your Tire Kingdom leaderboard report brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. And the PGA Tour is in Grand Blanc, Michigan this weekend at Warwick Hills Golf and Country Club for the final Buick Open, the 51st and final Buick Open, as General Motors is pulling out of their sponsorship after today. And after three rounds of play, Tiger Woods is your leader. The two-time winner here at the Buick Open is at 17 under par, 199 after three rounds of play yesterday. Shot a 7 under par 65. That followed up a 9 under par 63 on Friday, Tiger's best round of the year on the PGA Tour. Michael Letzig, solo second at 16 under par, one shot back of Tiger. That is your final pairing today at Warwick Hills. John Sendin, solo third at minus 15. And then you've got a two-way tie for fourth. Matt Betancourt and Vaughn Taylor, both at 14 under par. Charles Warren, Greg Chalmers, Jimmy Walker, all at minus 13. For the love of God, please, can we have one name outside of Tiger Woods that we recognize here?
Russ, I didn't know that Tiger decided to play the Nationwide Tour this week. I can't figure this one out. It is a PGA Tour event. Tiger's won it a couple times. But, Russ, he has not played in this event, I think, since 2006. So for Tiger to go off of his schedule to add a tournament is nothing, in my opinion. Now, you know, you're a pro-Tiger guy. I'm not as much in his camp as you are. But this, to me, just sounds like confidence booster. That's the only reason he entered this thing, because he played so poorly at Turnberry that he figured he needed something going into the PGA Championship to give him a little boost. And that just doesn't seem like Tiger doesn't need any confidence boost. He could show up, you know, after, like he did for the U.S. Open last year with a two-month break and still win the tournament. So I don't know. You know, hey, winning the tournament's great and all that, but you just said all those guys are nobodies. I mean, and they're going to fold like cheap suits today. Whoever's getting to play with Tiger is going to shoot 78 on a course that the real par is probably 68. And I don't get it, but I mean, Tiger's going to win this thing easily. The weird thing is, Russ, I think if he had like a couple shot, like a 3 or 4 shot lead, and the PGA Tour said, we're going to make you play with a 4-iron, a wedge, and a putter, I still think Tiger would win this easily.
It'd probably be better for him, considering he's missed so many fairways this week. Only hit 4 fairways yesterday.
Shocking.
He's got his B-minus, C-plus game.
He does. And he's still shooting 63 and 65.
Exactly.
I'm not trying to penalize Tiger, because he's showing up and he is beating these guys. But, I mean, I just saw some of the golf yesterday, Russ, and John Sendin and Letzig. I mean, they're already, like, crumbling. They can't even be in the same, you know, zip code as Tiger and be able to compete like they normally do. So, hey, if Tiger, God bless him, he's going to win this one, I think, easily. But I don't know what that means in the grand scheme. He is so much better than these guys, than this field. And I think in a weird way it may hurt him a little bit, because he is going to play next week in Firestone, and that field is a lot better. He'll probably win that one too. But then the third consecutive week going into a major, you know, he might be a little bit drained. He's played 3 times in a row before, and he plays well no matter what. But that's the only thing I would be a little hesitant, you know, to show up at the Nationwide event up there in Grand Blanc and just cream the field. I don't know what that does for you, but he's going to do it.
Nation. Oh, that's a great line, Pat. When did Tiger decide to play the Nationwide Tour? But it's exactly right, considering all these names on this leaderboard. You got to go all the way down to Woody Austin, who is 6 shots back at Tiger, to find anyone that you recognize. Ben Crane's on this leaderboard a ways down. Billy Mayfair, Brett Quigley, Rory Sabatini, David Duval, Jim Furyk, but all these guys have their way back on the leaderboard, have no chance of winning today. Anyone who's in the mix, within 5 strokes back, are all those names that we've never heard of, or we have heard of, but from the Nationwide Tour. You mentioned a couple of things there. Two reasons Tiger, kind of in this next 3-week stretch, is out of his comfort zone. First of all, obviously, as you mentioned, he is playing 3 straight weeks. He did not do that once last year on the PGA Tour. Now, he has done that before, but it's been a while. 3 straight weeks for Tiger playing in tournaments. And the other thing is, Tiger typically does not play the week before a major. Now, he did that 2 years ago in 07 because, again, the same schedule in 07 as it is this year, the Firestone, the World Golf Championship, the Bridgestone, which is at Firestone. That's a little confusing. The WGC event, Tiger never misses those. And in 07, of course, and of course, last year he wasn't around for the second half of the season, so he didn't have a chance to play in the Bridgestone the week before the PGA, of course, at Oakland Hills last year in Detroit. But this year, the schedule's same way. So he's not going to miss the WGC event, and that's the exact week before this year's PGA Championship at Hazeltine. And he had a good run at Hazeltine 7 years ago in 02, just losing by one stroke, finishing second to Rich Beam. But this is, you know, kind of out of Tiger's MO. And I think the exact reason for that, Pat, is, you know, it's been a weird year for Tiger. He does have three victories, and they've been at three great tournaments, at Jack's tournament, at Arnold's tournament, and at his tournament. But he's not played particularly well in the majors, finished sixth at the Masters, another sixth place finish at Bethpage for the U.S. Open, and then misses the cut at the British at Turnberry by a stroke. I mean, that is just only the second missed cut ever for Tiger in a major as a pro. And the other one, you know, obviously it was explainable. His father had just passed away when he missed the cut at the 06 U.S. Open at Wingfoot. So, yes, definitely some kind of Tiger out of his comfort zone here in the next 3 weeks.
You know, and I'm not trying to disparage it or anything. Tiger's a pro golfer. He can play in any tournament he wants. It's just this is not in his schedule. He obviously is redid his schedule for the only reason, Russ, that I can think of is some kind of a confidence boost because he knows he can cream this field and he's doing it, and that just is weird for Tiger because, like I said, I can't believe Tiger's human that he feels like he needs to get a confidence boost before playing in the PGA Championship, but that's the only reason I can figure out why you would play in this tournament.
But he is human. Now, we kind of forget that from now and then because he's phenomenal and he's set so many records and he's won 68 times on the PGA Tour in just 12 years as a pro, and he's got 14 major victories, just four behind Jack, and the amazing cut streak a couple of years ago when he made over 100 consecutive cuts. Reality is, though, he is a human being. He has thoughts and feelings, and believe it or not, he loses confidence sometimes, even though I can't believe, you know, we're realizing that, but it is true. Two majors going on this weekend in the world of golf, one on the Champions Tour, one on the LPGA Tour. The seniors are in Carmel, Indiana at a great Pete Dye designed crooked stick golf club, 7,300 yard par 72 track. And after three rounds of play, Freddie Funk is leading at 13 under par. Greg Norman and Joey Sindelar one shot back, tied for second at minus 12. Amateur Tim Jackson is solo fourth at 10 under par. You've got Mark O'Meara in fifth at minus 9. Russ Cochran and Scott Simpson and Dan Forsman tied for sixth at 8 under par. And we've got, you know, a lot of barely seniors, so to speak. 51, 52-year-olds. Greg Norman's 54. Not surprisingly at the lead here at a 7,300-yard track.
Real quick, Russ, a tip for the new incoming LPGA commissioner, whoever he or she happens to be, do not schedule a major versus another major. The one major that I will watch on the senior tour is this one. So don't devalue any of your majors on the LPGA tour by going against the one tournament that people probably will watch on the senior tour.
The one of the five.
I know, it is ridiculous. And it's hard because there are so many to not schedule it. But that's one of my tips, is do not schedule. And I know you might have to schedule it against something bigger on the PGA Tour, but you're much better trying to stay away from the one tournament that people will watch, and that's the U.S. Senior Open on the Senior Tour. All right, with that said, you're right. There's Freddie Funk, seemed to be, really ratcheting up his game for a lot of these senior events, and he played well in last year's Senior Open before, I think, collapsing at the end there. I like Greg Norman in this spot. I think the Shark is finally getting some tournaments under his belt and some practice time. When he almost won that British Open last year, Russ, I mean, we were saying it at the time. I mean, this is like otherworldly. This guy does not practice, and he has not played in a solid 5 to 7 year period and was winning the British Open. Everybody talks about Tom Watson this year, and that would have been an unbelievable feat. But to understand that Greg Norman has not been picking up a club and winning a major tournament on the young guy schedule, on the young guy tour, was really going to be a true story. So with that said, I think Norman is starting to get some of those practice rounds in and practice sessions, and I think you're going to see him win it today. You know, some of those other guys, though, that you mentioned, and including the amateur, which
the country music singer Tim Jackson.
Tim Jackson, I think that would be, you know, anytime an amateur wins any tournament, it's a big story. But for an older guy to somehow get in the mix as an amateur, you know, with guys that I'm sure he worshipped, you know, going through his life. It's got to be a pretty unbelievable feeling.
Surprising low scores, 13 under par after just three rounds, leading here at a U.S. Open. A senior open, albeit, but it is USGA setup and on a Pete Dye design. A Pete Dye design, of course, Pete Dye courses typically are tough courses. So the senior's going low this week at Crooked Stick. LPGA Tour is across the pond in England at Royal Lytham and St. Anne's for the Women's British Open. And after three rounds of play, Katrina Matthew leads at 4 under par. Christina Kim solo second at -1. G.I. Shin and Ai Miyazato tied for third at even. Mika Miyazato and Song Hee Kim both at +1. Then you've got Paula Kramer wow, this is a tough one. Shinobi Morimizato at +2 in the Women's British Open.
I think the biggest stories out of these are Lorena Ochoa doing so poorly. I think she's +8 somewhere in there. Something is really going on with her game, Russ.
She's been no-show this year.
She has not done really much this year after a spectacular run last year. Something's going on there. I don't know if it's with the personal life, with the swing, something, but you're starting to get the sense, and I'm not going to put it on her yet, but you're starting to get that David Duval almost, like she got to number one, kind of realized, is this all there is? And something's gone out of her heart or whatever for the game, because I can't believe that she's enjoying shooting +8 or whatever, especially in a major, just really falling off the face of the earth. The other one, Michelle Wee, I think is like a +2.
+7.
Okay, worse than I thought. It needs to happen, Russ. Something, you know, I think she's had a second this year, but I really, you know, I can't, I don't want Michelle to get into the pattern of showing up for tournaments, finishing somewhere in like the top 30 or just making cuts. If this girl is, or young lady, is going to be the player we think she can be, I need to see something out of her this year. And I mean a win. Whatever it is, and maybe I'm putting too much heat on her for this type of a tournament, because the game over there is so different. But really has not done a lot this year, and in major specifically hasn't really done much. So I know she's not going to have many more opportunities, but really, I think this is going to be a hugely disappointing year for Michelle Wee also.
Yeah, Michelle Wee is at +7, tied for 30th going into today's final round, along with Christy Kerr, who's also at +7. As we mentioned, Lorena Ochoa at +8. Ochoa's rounds this week, 75-77. On Friday, and then yesterday, an even par round of 72. And then Morgan Pressel, Boca Raton product, not having a particularly good week. She is at +9 after three rounds of play. 13 shots back going into today's final round. And that's your Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom.